Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the program. I am your host, Rob Zaccheri. It's Friday, April 15th, and we are halfway through with the month. I can't believe it's, we're almost done with the month. My God, it's Friday already. All right. Last night, you guys had to watch the Dem debate. Yes? No? Maybe? I mean, there was a lot of things on last night. It was an assault on one's eyes. It was an assault on one's ears. It was an assault. Where to begin? Where to begin? You had the mailman, or the son of a mailman, my bad. You had Kasich on Matthews for an hour. You had Cruz on Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd, for an hour. And then you had the Dems debate. You had Hillary and Bernie yell at each other for 2 hours. Then you had a bunch of troublemakers. That's what they are. They're just troublemakers. Running around New York City. And of course that was on television. And it was all night. It was literally all afternoon and into the night. So you had, give or take, 6 hours, and then you actually could watch, but it was in between some of these other things, depending on if you were West Coast or East Coast. But then you could see the speeches being given by Trump and Cruz over at this this Hyatt, this hotel, this little shindig, I guess you want to call it, a little shindig where everybody was protesting. So it was just an assault. It was just an assault. Yeah, it was just ay. Where to begin? Where to begin? Listen, I know why the debates. Why we don't need any more? Seriously, why we? And I don't know why Hillary agreed to do this debate. I don't know why she agreed. It's the same stuff over and over and over. Oh my God. It's the same stuff. It's like two parents yelling at each other because they both yell. I know we bust Hillary stones about yelling because she just yells. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I know that drives women crazy. You don't say that about the other candidate. Yes, we do. Yes, I do. Because Bernie yells just as much. Don't you understand? Oh, my God. Ay, ay, ay. He interrupts. He's very, very rude. I know who I'm sitting here sticking up for Hillary, but it's just an assault. And the Dems, they go, the Republican debates, they talk about their hand size and they make fun of each other. Listen, these Dem debates, it's no lesson in civility, please. Just yell, you stand for the Wall Street bailouts. Release your transcripts. And then you switch over and watch Ted Cruz. Just thank you. That's a good question, John. Everything's a good question with Ted Cruz. Someone goes, yes, Senator Cruz, I would like to know why we should trust you as the commander-in-chief when it's you who shut down the government. Can you tell us why you wouldn't do something like that as president? Bob, it's a good question. Everything's a good question. It's a good question. I heard him say that's a good question 10 times. 10 times. I think every question was a good question. With that fake BS smile and man, you've got to be a real. Listen, people make fun of Trump supporters. Seriously, people make fun of Trump supporters as you know, they're stupid, they're a bunch of racists, they're what? Listen, have you ever besides some rally where there's something is going on with protesters? Seriously, have you ever really looked at the Trump supporter, besides the old Nazi lady? Okay, but besides the exceptions, besides the few exceptions, they look like everyday, average, hardworking people that you would encounter at the grocery store, working construction, just everyday people. You ever seen the people that support Ted Cruz? Seriously, you ever seen the people that's like, hi Ted, I'm supporting you. It's like, I mean, think about that mentality. Someone who literally listens to Ted Cruz with that fake cadence. They watch Ted Cruz on a roller coaster. They watch him Instagramming or whatever the hell he's doing himself on a roller coaster with his hands up to show people that he's normal, that he's just like us. And he's like, hey, look, it's so fun. Eh. Man, he's just so over the top fake. And when people are really into Ted Cruz, it's frightening. They're frightening. They're really frightening. It's just fun. You know, Trump is real. Yeah, he might be gruff and he might be rude. He might be all of those things, but we experience that person on a daily basis. We really do. We experience that person on a daily basis, whether it's our uncle, whether it's our dad, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a boss, whether it's one of our friends, but whether it's us, we experience that every day. I've never experienced a Ted Cruz. I've never experienced a Ted Cruz. I've never experienced somebody that is a Ted Cruz. And if I have, I've run away. I've left. It's just not, no, that thing, that's a good question. So let me tell you, who talks like this? Listen, go to my Instagram and watch me ride a roller coaster. What? A roller coaster? Watch me ride a roller coaster. You're going to, okay. Listen, I've said this before. If Trump died, okay? If Trump died and a truck ran over him and just killed him, okay? Just killed him. And it was Ted Cruz and John Kasich. I'll take the son of a mailman every single time, okay? Give me that choice over and over, like Groundhog Day. I take Kasich over and over. I take him over and over. And I get Cruz. I get that he's trying to show this, I don't know, a softer side, a more likable side. Rather, it's, you know, these town hall debates with his family. But even that, he lies. I mean, the guy, listen, the guy is just a straight up liar. Remember, we talked about this a couple of days ago. There's one thing to exaggerate. Seriously, there's one thing to exaggerate. I have five, but I really have three. I have a million. I really have 1.4 million. I say millions. I mean, there's... You have an exaggeration, and then you have just a straight-out lie. Just a straight-out. And even with his family, he tries to tell a story. He tries to tell a story involving his kids and Taylor Swift, and he lies. Let me tell you, Anderson. He even when he's telling a story about his kids, he does the fake cadence and the... And the pauses with his arms. And he says, and then the girls were singing Taylor Swift songs. And the one girl goes, it was only me. And he goes, yes, true. He gets called out by his daughter. He gets called out by his kid. His own kid's like, Dad, you're lying. And he goes, yes, that's true. yes, that's true. Like, I get it. He's trying to show this softer human side. But it's not working because it doesn't make him look more likable. It makes him look even more fake. It makes him look even more fake and contrived. When his own kid calls him out for being a liar, it's not working for you. It's just not working for you. When you're telling the audience that your favorite Godfather movie was Part 3, it's definitely not working for you. It's not working for you. That's a good question. Thanks, Bob. That's a good question. No, it's not a good question. It really wasn't. It's the same question we've heard. It was just asked by this guy. Okay? It was just asked by this guy. Ay, ay, ay. It's just, it is. It's painful. It's painful. Painful. Absolutely painful. And these debates, the Dems, you know, they answer the same question and they talk over each other. But I gotta ask, and I don't mean to go into, I guess a bit, but this whole criminal justice. And then this is what I took, because listen, we're a conservative show. We're a common sense conservative show. Okay, that's what we are. We're a common sense. If you go to the website, robzakarishow.com, common sense conservative. I know you've heard that before, and I've hijacked it because I like that. Common sense conservative. Good. And that's what we are. So we don't really get into the whole Dem situation. We're going to have a lot of time to do that come the general. And then depending on who's in the White House, we got time for that. But this thing that always sucks my ears. It just sucks them. It just sucks them open where I'm just like, what? I gotta try to follow this. Is this criminal justice debate? Okay. Now I wanna break this down just a smidgen for you. And I just hear me out here. So. The criminal justice debate involving the crime bill that Bill Clinton signed in the 90s and the debate as far as super predator, which I didn't know the word super predator was racist. I didn't know when Hillary Clinton said super predator, it was racist, but I guess so. I guess in the world we live in now, it is it's racist. Super predator equals racism. I didn't know. I learned that over the last few weeks, but the crime bill was signed. Bill Clinton signed it many, many, many years ago. It stopped crime. Before Bill Clinton signed that crime bill, you know, the crime was out of control. I mean, it really was. You know, look at the stats. You know, but we had a real problem, and that crime bill solved that problem. Listen, anytime you put people in jail, okay, anytime you put people in jail, you're not going to have crime. Anytime you keep people in jail, you're not going to have crime. I mean, if you look at the statistics, and this is where this whole discussion, as far as I'm concerned, goes off the rails. If you look at the statistics, a lot of crime is committed by repeat offenders. Okay, the crime that we have in this country is not committed. Well, it is. There is a percentage that's committed by people that wake up one day and go, "Oh, I'm gonna go rob a convenience store," or "Oh, I'm gonna break into someone's home," or and steal stuff. "Oh, I'm gonna kill someone." "Oh, I'm gonna rob a bank." Yes, there's a percentage of people that wake up and go, oh, I'm going to do this. But it's not a big percentage. The big percentage of crime that's committed are repeat offenders. Okay? Now, when these people are in prison, they're not able to commit crime. When they get out of prison, a very, very large percentage of them go out and commit crime again. So when they're in jail, all right, when they're in prison, they're not able to do this. So if they have a sentence of 2 years, that means for 2 years, the streets are safe from this predator. Now, if they're in for 4 years, that's double the time that the streets and the public at whole is safe. So when Clinton signed that bill, you had big crime statistics, big crime rates. And it wasn't just pockets. So now we have pockets. We have places where it's skyrocketed, and other places of the country, it's low. It's incredibly low. So the big complaint off of this crime bill, which, depending on what side you're hearing, it's, well, you have too many people in prison, too many minorities in prison, sentences are too long, versus white folk, people who are convicted of marijuana possession, who are white, get lighter sentences than people that use marijuana or are caught selling marijuana or whatever, that are black, and their sentences are longer. So, you have these complaints. Now, here's where I'm incredibly baffled. This is where I'm baffled. You hear the criminal justice debate framed as too many people in prison. We have to give them opportunities for jobs. We have to give them opportunities for education. We have to give them opportunities for training so that they can have a productive life once they're out, and they won't return to committing crime. Now, this is kind of the pander debate that we've had countless times, which is the Democrats to one group, like black folk, will tell them something that they're going to do for them because the system is effing them. The white man is effing them. Republicans are effing them. George Bush is effing them. I know he's not the president, but the Democrats, they pretend Obama doesn't exist. He hasn't been president for 8 years or 7 years. It's Bush, or sometimes it's Reagan. So they're the only people, and I mean Hillary or Bernie, that are going to save the black folk. Now, they use that same spiel to the Latinos. They use that same spiel to Jorge Ramos. Okay, they use the same spiel. And, of course, both messages basically cancel out each other, because illegal immigration affects the black folk. Okay? It affects a small amount of white folk, but black folk, it bashes them over the head to the tune of 50%. Seriously, 50% unemployment. When it comes to the Democrats, and they're telling black folk, we're going to do all these things for you, we're going to make your life awesome, we're going to create jobs, we're going to do all these things, and they do a debate with Jorge Ramos in Florida, and they tell all the Latinos, we're going to have open borders. We're going to let as many of your family members come into this country or stay in this country. We're going to provide jobs. I mean, it's, you know, one affects the other. Okay. Now, when it comes to the criminal justice debate, you're basically creating a whole nother situation that gets affected by illegal immigration. Because if you work with state officials and federal officials, because remember, Bernie Sanders wants to basically cut in half the amount of people we have in prison. Now, the federal government can't control state prison. Federal government would have to work with state prison officials. But, hey, minor technicality, okay? Just minor technicality. So the President of the United States, President Sanders, sits down with 30 governors, 40 governors, okay? And they work a deal to shorten sentences, time served on sentences, whatever. And you have a couple hundred thousand people released from prison. Now, they need a job, right? They need a job. They need education. They need training. All of these things revolve around a job. Now, is it fair to say many of these people don't have college educations? Is it fair to say many of these people are not going to get a college education? Is it fair to say many of these people fall in the category of low-skilled, low-education jobs? Okay. Who mostly has the low education, low skilled jobs. Who? Illegals. Ah, got it. So, if you're going to flood the streets, if you're gonna flood the streets, Americans who were in prison, and you don't want them to commit crime again, you have to get them a job. What is that job going to be? Where are they going to get a job at? If you release, say, 10,000, 15,000 out here in California, 15,000, okay, 15,000 people are released from the state prisons here. 15,000. And hey, we just raised the minimum wage. And of course, there's no e-verify. And of course, we have anywhere between 20 and 30% of the Latino population here. And out of that, anywhere between 1 and 2 million illegals. How does the 10 or 15,000 ex-cons get jobs? How does that happen? Black folk. If you're the black folk who play by the rules, did what they had to do to be productive members of society. They work their tails off when given the opportunity. They have a hard time finding jobs to the tune of 50% unemployment. Because the low-skilled or low-education jobs are being given to illegals. So if you have law-abiding who weren't in jail, who play by the rules, if you have them struggling to find work, what the hell do you think's going to happen to thousands and thousands and thousands of ex-cons? What do you think's going to happen to them? Exactly. They're going to be committing crime again. They're going to be committing crime again. The crime rate, listen, you let hundreds of thousands of people, go, okay? You cut sentences in half or tell them time served and you put them out on the street and they go, okay, well, I was in jail for the last 4 years. Now what do I do? And someone goes, well, here's a list of places that are hiring. Go fill out applications. After about 5 days, not even a week, of being rejected and not finding work, they're going to turn to crime again. It's a vicious cycle. But you're not going to listen. I know the Dems philosophy is basically we give everything to everybody and make no one unhappy. And I know as the years have gone on, and especially in the Obama era, that's extremely popular. Remember, we live in a time where children are rewarded for being losers. Okay? Could we be honest? We live in a time where children are rewarded being losers. Oh, you finished eighth place. Here's a ribbon. Oh, you finished 12th. Here's a participant trophy. Oh, it's all right to be unhealthy. Just you need to be, people need to accept you. It's all right that you weigh 475 pounds and you're 13 years old and 5'2". It's all right. It's all right. Okay, if anybody says anything to you, they're just shaming. And you tell the prince. I mean, that's where we are. That's where we are. I get it. But at some point, we're going to break. And maybe that's what you're seeing now. Maybe that's what you're seeing now. Maybe that's what you're going to see a year from now, maybe 2 years from now. But we're going to break. You know, it's like the Bernie Sanders, everything for free. You know, when people say Trump's message is dangerous, building walls, trade wars. Basically, this overall tough guy tone. This America first. This America being great. That's dangerous. Listen, what's really dangerous is creating a generation of people that say to the government or say to their parents or say to whoever, can I have that for free? Will you do this for me for free? Can I just sit in the corner, curl up in a fetal position, give up? And you take care of me? Can I be an adult baby? I mean, we have a generation now of 20, 30, 40-year-old people who literally wear diapers. Seriously. They literally wear diapers. Their entire persona, it's the diaper generation. And that's where we are. And that's where we are. We're going to break. And that was the thing that really stood out last night. When they got into this 15-minute back and forth on criminal justice reform. And I'm thinking, all of these people need jobs. They need education for jobs. But where are the jobs? What are the jobs? What are the jobs? the fast food industry? Okay. But the fast food industry hires illegals. The hotel industry, illegals. Warehouse industry, that's what I like to call it, the warehouse industry, people that stock the shelves in your grocery stores, your fries, illegals. Like I've said before, the notion every job in America that an illegal has consists of picking fruit, selling oranges, and bussing tables is complete BS. It is complete BS. Out here in Los Angeles, almost every single warehouse job, I have a friend who's in the distribution business. So that they sell, products to convenience stores. So they sell energy shots, and they sell little soap, the things of that nature, to like 7-Eleven and AM/PM. So they have a huge warehouse, 50,000 square feet. And in his warehouse, he's got about 30 to 40 forklift operators, the box packers. You know, they get the order, they grab the soaps, or they grab the e-cigarettes, and they put them in the boxes, they seal them up, it goes to the UPS counter. Them are illegals. They're all illegals. And that's warehouse after warehouse after warehouse out here in Los Angeles. Now, that's a low-skilled, low-education job. And it pays pretty good. Pays more than minimum wage out here. And there's hundreds of jobs like that. So if you're going to let tens of thousands of people out of jail because when they were 19 years old, they got picked up with a half a pound of weed. And instead of getting a year in jail, the judge gave them 5 years in jail because they don't like blacks. That person is now going to need a job. And the warehouse gig is exactly the type of job this person would be qualified for. But guess what? He's not going to get that job. Why? Because an illegal has that job. So this criminal justice debate is ridiculous. It really is. It's ridiculous. At some point, people in the United States are not going to be able to get everything that they want. That's not how life works. Okay? That's not how life works. Unfortunately, we experience downs. Unfortunately, not everything goes according to plan. And as soon as voters of Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton or Debbie Wasserman Schultz, as soon as people who support the Democrats wake up and realize that it's them, those leaders, those politicians, them that are making this country fall. It's them that is making this country harder and harder to get ahead, to raise a family in. It's a game that the Democrats play. This game of being a victim, this game of creating millions and millions and millions of people to be dependent. To be dependent on a Bernie Sanders type. Or a Hillary Clinton type. Or a Barack Hussein Obama type. You need to wake up. So that's my takeaway from the Dem debate. There you go. And of course, them screaming at each other. Ay, 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 ay. This is bad. Bad stuff. Bad stuff.